The Institute of Texan Cultures maintains a bold presence on the edge of downtown San Antonio. It rests in the shadows of the Tower of the Americas and welcomes hundreds of thousands of visitors every year. Angelica Dokog moved to San Antonio from Charlotte to take the reins of a museum she sensed was stuck in the past.
Because I think many people still think of us as a beloved icon, which we are, which we love being. However, I think, too, some of the challenges we have is, as you know, ITC was created in 1968, and many people still have that image of us, of being stuck, I don't want to, for lack of a better term, in 1968.
Dokog says she wants to go back to the core mission of telling the stories of the people of Texas. She says that helps make up the rich tapestry of how the city came to be and how Texas fought for its independence. That's especially true for those like William Travis, who hailed from the Carolinas but played an important part in the Texas Revolution.
I think that's one thing absolutely fantastic about the history of the United States, is that you do not necessarily have to be from that place to make a difference. And I still think that continues today, because we see it throughout the wonderful history of our country.
Dokog is a first-generation American. Her father is Filipino. Her mother is Mexican. She feels that exhibits like Why We Came, The Immigration Experience, will help revitalize the museum. ITC receives 52% of its funding through the state. 41% comes from ticket sales and events. Children still make up a big part of who ITC is today. Schools are looking for cost-cutting ways to supplement public education. Field trips like the ones many of us used to take here, and now video conferencing, help make the museum a part of the day-to-day learning experience.
We would love for every student throughout Texas to come to physically visit ITC, but we know that's not realistic. So the education team is looking at other ways to basically disseminate our information.
And speaking of revitalization, ITC is facing its own question mark going forward. As San Antonio looks to add more to Hemisphere Park, the museum is figuring out where it's supposed to be. Although leaders are not pursuing other locations like the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center or a new standalone structure in the park, Dokog says she's not afraid of moving.
Part of me is very excited about moving because it gives us the opportunity to almost rebrand who we are and what we do. However, I am concerned about the space. We don't know, like I said, all this is still in negotiation.
In the meantime, she hopes people will appreciate ITC for what it has meant to San Antonio and the role it will play in the city's future.
We're here to help you tell your story, to show that you are as important as the next person or the person who existed 100 years ago. You don't have to have a famous name or really do anything, famous, invent anything. Just because you're a responsible citizen, you have the opportunity to make a difference. So we want to, in other words, help everyone create that legacy. We're the facilitators of that legacy.
In other words, William Travis was important, but so are you. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.